All right, today we're going to be reading chapter 20, and the title is Egypt Cries, Israel Flies. All right, so before we read the text from Exodus, let's go ahead and review what happened in chapter 19. So I got a couple questions. What was the Lord's Passover in Israel? The Passover, remember the Passover in Israel? What was it? Exactly, yep. A feast in which a lamb was killed in the place of Israel's firstborn. And then the next question is, who is our Passover lamb today? That's right, the Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood saves sinners perfectly and forever. And let's go ahead and read Exodus 12, chapter 12, verses 29 through 42. And I forgot my Bible. Thank you, Ray. Got nervous. Yeah, Marlena. All right, so today we're going to be reading from Exodus chapter 12, verses 29 through 42. Verses 29 through 42. Wow, this is a nice Bible. Yeah, I'm looking for the extra page, but it's a thick page. So, death of the firstborn of Egypt. Now, it happened at midnight that Yahweh struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. Then Pharaoh arose in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was no home where there was not someone dead. Then he called for Moses and Aaron at night and said, "Rise up, get out from among my people, both you and the sons of Israel, and go, serve Yahweh as you have spoken. Take both your flocks and your herds as you have spoken, and go and bless me also." And the Egyptians strongly pressed the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We will all be dead." So the people took up their dough before it was leavened, with their kneading bowls bound up in the clothes on their shoulders. Now the sons of Israel had done according to the word of Moses. They had asked from the Egyptians for articles of silver and articles of gold and clothing. And Yahweh had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so they let them have what they asked. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. And the sons of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoroth, about 600,000 men on foot, aside from the little ones. A foreign multitude also went up with them, along with flocks and herds, a very large number of livestock. And they baked the dough which they had brought out of Egypt into cakes of unleavened bread, for it had not become leavened since they were driven out of Egypt and could not delay, nor had they prepared any provisions for themselves. Now the time that the sons of Israel lived in Egypt was 430 years, and it happened at the end of 430 years to the very day that all the hosts of Yahweh went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be kept for Yahweh for having brought them out from the land of Egypt. This night is for Yahweh to be kept by all the sons of Israel throughout their generations. 42. Yep. All right. So three questions from that text. The first one is, what did the Lord do to the Egyptians at midnight? The what? Yes. So the Lord struck them with the 10th and final plague. All the firstborn of Egypt died, both people and farm animals. They suffered the righteous judgment that their own sin had brought on them. Next question is, what did Pharaoh tell Moses and Aaron to do that night?
To go and serve Jesus.
Yep. To go and serve the Lord, right? To lead all Israel out of Egypt, including every man, woman, child, and all their flocks and herds. Last question, what did the children of Israel ask the Egyptians for before they left?
Gold, silver, and clothing.
That's right. They asked the Egyptians for gold and silver and clothes. In this way, Israel took goods by force from the Egyptians. This fulfilled the promise God had given to Abraham that his family would come out of Egypt with great possessions. That's in Genesis 15, verse 14. All right, so we're going to go ahead and reflect. In the middle of the night, the destroyer passed through the streets of Egypt. He visited house after house, looking for something. Do you know what it was? It was blood. The blood of the Passover lamb spread on the doorway of the house. If the destroyer saw the blood, he would leave the house alone and go to another. If he did not see blood, he would enter the house and take the life of the firstborn. As he visited the homes of the Egyptians, sadly, he did not find the blood. It was the saddest night in Egypt's history. The Egyptians had not believed in God. They rejected his word, his promises, and his salvation. So the destroyer destroyed the firstborn of the Egyptians, and they cried and cried and cried. They learned that God's warnings must be taken seriously. Even Pharaoh's firstborn son died. Pharaoh was devastated. He called Moses and Aaron and commanded them to take Israel and get out of Egypt at once. Before, he had refused to let them go. Now he commanded them to go. Before, he said, "Who is the Lord?" Now he said, "Go and serve the Lord," calling the Lord by his personal covenant name. God's judgment on Egypt shattered the chains of Israel's slavery. Israel ran away from Egypt as fast as they could. Men and women, boys and girls, flocks and herds, all hurried to get away. Freedom had come at last. The Lord kept his promise to Abraham. It was a dark night for Egypt, but it was the beginning of a bright, new, and happy day for Israel, a day of redemption and great joy. The difference between the Egyptians and the Israelites was the blood of the Lamb. And the difference between the wicked and the righteous today is still the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. Just as Israel was redeemed by it, we too can be made sure that that we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ if we only believe. So three questions from that. Why was it righteous for God to strike the Egyptians' firstborn? Yep. They were terribly wicked and had ruled cruelly over Israel for centuries. So every sin deserves the anger and curse of God, and they had many, many sins to answer for. Next question, are we alive because we are better or more righteous than the Egyptians? No, right? Certainly not. We were born in sin, and we sin every day. It is only by God's mercy that we are alive and can enjoy his favor. And the last question is, how can we be free from the slavery of sin? Yep, by resting through the Spirit's grace in the blood of God's Lamb, Jesus Christ. Jesus alone gives us a perfect and eternal exodus from sin so that we can glorify God and enjoy him forever. All right, amen. So let's go ahead and pray before getting to the worship. Dear Heavenly Father, just thanks again for the opportunity to come and listen to your word, Lord. Thank you for the teaching this morning and for the allowing us to worship you, Lord, and for the message today, Lord. And thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord, in providing an eternal exodus for your people, Lord. And that is through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And it is in your name we pray. Amen.